insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Dear listeners, we have reached the 61st verse of the chapter. Now let's listen to this verse.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ليس على الأعمى حرج ولا على الأعرج حرج ولا على المريض حرج ولا على أنفسكم أن تأكلوا من بيوتكم أو بيوت آبائكم أو بيوت أمهاتكم أو بيوت إخوانكم أو بيوت أخواتكم أو بيوت أعمامكم أو بيوت عماتكم أو بيوت أخوالكم أو بيوت خالاتكم أو ما ملكتم مفاتحه أو صديقكم ليس عليكم جناح أن تأكلوا جميعا أو أشتاتا فإذا دخلتم بيوتا فسلموا على أنفسكم تحية من عند الله مباركة طيبة كذلك يبين الله لكم الآيات لعلكم تعقلون.
There is not upon the blind any guilt, nor upon the lame any guilt, nor upon the ill any guilt, nor upon yourselves if you eat from your own houses, or the houses of your fathers, or the houses of your mothers, or the houses of your brothers, or the houses of your sisters, or the houses of your father's brothers, or the houses of your father's sisters, or the houses of your mother's brothers, or the houses of your mother's sisters, or from houses whose keys you possess, or from the house of your friend. There is no blame upon you whether you eat together or separately. But when you enter houses, give greetings of peace upon each other, a greeting from Allah, blessed and good. Thus does Allah make clear to you the verses of ordinance, that you may understand.
Dear listeners, as you were previously with us, we discussed the general concepts of the verse, and now we moved on to a more detailed discussion regarding the different parts of concepts mentioned in the verse. Now, we want to discuss this point here, that the philosophy of this Islamic ordinance is strange. It is sometimes unknown to us, and we'll discuss it here. Comparing with other severe divine ordinances that somehow prohibit usurpation, this ordinance
may raise question how Islam permits such a thing, I mean, eating food from others' houses without their permission, while it is very exact and somehow sure and strong in the issue of usurping others' property. I mean, Islam is, and Quran is totally against it, explicitly prohibits eating others' amwal by this way, while in this case, Islam lets us eat food from others' houses without their consent, and this is strange. Now, responding to this, dear listeners, we can say that this question is proper for fully material environments, such as Western societies, in which parents may force their children to go out of their house when they become a little old. And when parents get old and disabled, they will be dismissed. They do not want to be kind and gratitude towards them. Because in those societies, all affairs are based on economical and financial relationships. And usually, humane sentiments do not exist because the nature of family is most of the time missing in that time, in that context. Now, with regard to Islamic culture and humane profound sentiments, especially between the members of one family, relatives and particular friends which dominate this culture, there is nothing to get surprised at. So it seems this question is posed or is asked by someone who is living in that society. Because, of course, being in one society that looks at everything from the perspective of economical and financial benefit, of course, this is a strange thing to eat from your houses of your friends and your some of your relatives without their permission. And of course, this is strange. And we do agree with the one who has raised this question in that part. But the point is that in Islamic countries with Islamic culture, this is not something to get surprised at.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So, if we want to answer this question, we should say that this question is proper for those environments that are fully material and they respect economical and financial relationships more than these family relationships. In fact, Islam considers close relationships of relatives and friends as being superior to these issues. And this is the point. This is, in fact, indicating the ultimate friendship and peacefulness that must dominate an Islamic society. Not all kinds of Islamic societies, of course, are like this, that you can enter the house of your, for example, sadiq, of your father's sisters, and eat from their houses without asking for their permission, of course. But the verse is saying that Islamic countries, Islamic culture must be like this. You should have this ultimate closeness and peacefulness between yourselves. And this is the thing that must dominate an Islamic society. This selfishness, this exclusionism must be wiped out from this society. Undoubtedly, the ordinance of usurpation exists in the fields other than this, but in this special field, Islam gives priority to sentimental issues and humane relationships, and it is, in fact, an example for other relations of relatives and friends. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
When faith begins.